This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Hawkeye Steel, located at Exit 44 off Interstate 55 at Mount Olive in White City, is now open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Visit them about metal sidings for roofs, sidewall, and interior liners, miscellaneous surplus items such as shelving, air compressors, and more. They also are a steel warehouse for angles, channels, flats, pipe, tubing, and more. Come see their portable cattle sheds. They can custom make livestock buildings to your specifications. Call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
And first of all, in our farm news on this Good Friday morning, not so good in electronic trading right now. May wheat trading at 687 and three quarter, down 49. July wheat trading at 691, down 45. May corn trading at 695 and a quarter, limit down 40. July corn trading at 676, limit down 40. May soybeans trading at 1404 and three quarter, down 49. July beans trading at 1385 and a half, down 45 and a half. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 687 and three quarter, down 49. July wheat ended at 691, down 45. September wheat ended at 699 and a quarter, down 43 and a quarter. May corn yesterday ended at 695 and a quarter, limit down 40. July corn ended at 676, limit down 40. September corn ended at 563, limit down 40. May soybeans yesterday ended at 1404 and three quarter, down 49. July beans ended at 1385 and a half, down 45 and a half. August beans ended at 1346 and three quarter, down 38 and three quarter. May soybean meal yesterday ended at $404.60, down $1.85. July meal, $400.50, down $1.78. August meal, $385.50, down $1.48. May soybean oil yesterday ended at $50.11, down $71. July oil, $50.35, down $68. August oil, $50.34, down $60. May oats yesterday ended at 396 and a quarter, down 16 and a quarter. July oats ended at 391 and a quarter, down 15 and three quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were sharply lower on Thursday afternoon. With the quarterly grain stock inventory report, came in higher than expected inventories and sparked a sharp sell-off of the Board of Trade. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids at 41 to 45 cents lower, $6.93 to $7, shell corn bids, soybean bids, were 45 to 48 cents lower at $13.92 to $14.19. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids at 40 cents lower at $7.03 to $7.15. Soybean bids were 49 cents lower at $14.12 to $14.28. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 40 to 59 cents lower at $6.60 to $7.28. And soybean bids were 35 to 49 cents lower at $14.25 to $14.40. Wheat bids were 44 to 48 cents lower at $6.80 to $7.04. Now, the Illinois Soybean Processors cash soybean bids were 49 cents lower at $14.29 to $14.54. The basis unchanged at 25 to 50 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $18.50 a ton lower, and prices range from $4.11.60 to $4.18.60. Illinois Corn Processors cash corn bids were 35 to 40 cents lower at $7.20 to $7.35, with the basis 5 cents higher at 25 to 40 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 40 cents lower at $7.10 to $7.11, with the basis unchanged at 15 to 16 over the May. Soybeans ended 49 cents down at $14.23 to $14.29, with the basis down 1 at 19 to 25 over the May. Wheat prices were 45 cents lower at $6.71 to $6.81, with the basis unchanged at minus 20 to minus 10 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids at 59 to 68 cents lower at $6.85 to $6.93. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 48 to 53 cents with quotations of $14.34 to $14.38. Soft wheat closed at 59 to 60 cents lower at $6.97, and Milo ended the day 39 to 40 cents lower at $6.97. Now, contract bids for producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn was ranging between $5.01 and $5.18. Soybeans were $12.12 to $12.22. In the central part of the state, corn was $5.03 to $5.20. And soybeans were $12.16 to $12.32. In the southern part of the state, corn was $5.09 to $5.46. And soybeans were $12.18 to $12.44, and soft wheat ended at $6.62 to $6.85. That concludes our broadcast this afternoon. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, April hogs ended at 80.60 up 52, May hogs 89.55 up 30, June hogs 91.07 up 40. April cattle yesterday, 128.90 up $1.55. June cattle, 124.37 up $1.40. August cattle, 125.20 up $1.17. March feeder cattle yesterday, 135.52 up a quarter. April feeders, 143.40 limit up $3. May feeders, 145.07 also limit up $3. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
Thank you. This is Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 27 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of $70.50 to $72, with a weighted average carcass price of $71.82. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded weaker by $3 to $4 with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings, especially for the lighter sows. U.S. number 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 48 to 52, 4 to 500 pound sows at 51 to 60, 500 to 550 pound sows 59 to 63, and over 550 pound sows at 60 to 65. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly steady with moderate demand for good offerings ranging from 50 to 55. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 17,395 head. Greenville Livestock Auction Report for March 27th had receipts of 495 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1.50 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $1 higher. Slaughter cows traded steady, and slaughter bulls traded $1 to $2 higher. Feeder cattle were lightly tested. Choice slaughter steers sold from $121 to $126. Choice slaughter Holstein steers from $110.50 to $116.50. And choice slaughter heifers from $121 to $126.50. Slaughter cows, premiums brought $90.50. Boners sold from $80 to $85. Leans from $69 to $76. Feeder steers, medium large number ones, 5 to 550 pounders, brought from $148.50, sold at $148.50. 6 to 700 pound steers at $129.50 to $137. Feeder Holstein steers, large number threes, 4 to 500, 4 to 450 pound steers, sold from sold at $115. 5 to 550 pounders at $103 to $107. Feeder heifers, medium and large twos, 350 to 500 pounds, sold from $127 to $134. 5 to 500 to 550 pounders at $109 to $120. Walnut Livestock Sales Opening Report for March 28th had receipts of 355 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers and Holstein steers sold steady to $2 higher. Choice slaughter steers brought from $124.75 to $128.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers sold from $109.50 to $115.50. And choice slaughter heifers from $123.50 to $127. From the National Car Lot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light to moderate demand and offerings with 64 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $77.21, which was 32 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses was trading mixed. Choice carcasses was $189.07, which was 89 cents lower, with select carcasses at $188.84, which was 33 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000 compared to 120,000 for last week and 118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 426,000 compared to 425,000 last week and 416,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This has been Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 163, down 1. For block cheese, 169 and a quarter unchanged. For barrel cheese, 159 and three quarter unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, $16.97. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for March, $6.95. For April, $7.03. Corn delivered to Scottville for March, $6.87, and for April, $6.95. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for March and for April, $14.21. And in other prices on the, well, that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. If you want more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Color radar showing no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years. So no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And once again, color radar shows no precipitation in the listening area. Cloudy skies later today, high temperatures in the low 50s and light east winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, the low in the mid 30s. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and cooler, a chance of rain or snow Easter Sunday, low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the mid-40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 39 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
You already know you can buy, sell, trade, even locate and give away on the WSMI Trading Post.
But did you know now you can also advertise yard work and house cleaning services?
The WSMI Trading Post. Buying, selling, trading.
And now advertising house cleaning and yard working services every Monday through Friday at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
And in our farm news on this Good Friday morning, following Thursday's prospective plantings and grain stocks report, as you've just heard, prices headed south. The most in 9 months for corn prices, which caused a domino effect for soybean and wheat prices. Here are some highlights from the United States Department of Agriculture's March 28th reports. First of all, in prospective plantings, 97.3 million acres of corn in 2013, up slightly from last year, 6% higher than 2011. If this is realized, this will represent the highest planted acreage in the United States since 1936. 77.1 million acres of soybeans are projected to be planted in 2013, down slightly from last year, but the fourth highest on record. Compared with 2012, planted area is down across the Great Plains, with the exception of North Dakota. In wheat, all wheat acres are estimated at 56.4 million acres for 2013, up 1% from 2012. The 2013 winter wheat planted area at 42 million acres is 2% above last year and up slightly from the previous estimates. In the grain stocks report, stocks in all positions for corn on March 1st totaled 5.4 billion bushel, which compares to 8.03 billion bushel on December the 1st and 6.023 billion bushel on March 1st of last year. Soybeans stored in all positions on March 1st totaled 999 million bushel, down 27% from March 1st of last year. All wheat stored in all positions on March 1st totaled 1.23 billion bushel, up 3% from a year ago. Also yesterday, the quarterly hogs and pigs report was released. As of March 1st, the U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs was 65.9 million head. That's up 1% from a year ago. The breeding herd inventory at 5.8 million head is up slightly from last year. The market hog inventory totals just over 60 million head, an increase of 2% from a year ago. After reviewing this report, Sterling Marketing President John Nalivka offered his perspective on the price outlook. Nalivka bases his outlook on the Western Corn Belt markets.
For the second quarter, I have $81, seeing quite a bit more, continued price weakness through the second quarter. For the third quarter, I've got an average of $85 for the quarter. And for the fourth quarter, I've got an average of $77. I'd have a little difficulty going into next year and seeing much of an increase in prices, but perhaps, I think particularly as we start into the beginning of next year, generally staying in that $80 to $82 range and then finding some strength. But I think, a lot is so dependent upon demand, but that's kind of where I see the prices as they're at right now.
Well, many focus on the possibility of expansion in the swine industry. Victor Adian, a senior risk management consultant with His Grain Commodities, says pork producers should be recognized for their production efficiency.
Declare that North America Hog Inc. is a model, for the rest of the world. And what we've seen the industry do over the last few years, efficiency-wise, is in many regards quite remarkable. And that, continues to do, by the way, it's not like it stopped. So better efficiencies, productivity, and in many ways your question kind of highlights this thought that trade, first of all, as economists, we talk about demand isn't just people wanting, but being able to buy. It's important for us to continue to keep those lines of trade open with our main trading partners, partners that are able and willing to buy pork. It continues to highlight the importance of keeping those channels open. But that aside, you know, stepping back from, you know, it's easy for us to say more pigs bearish, but stepping back, I think it's a commendation for the industry. The industry has risen to the task and it's doing better and it's doing more with less, and that's a good thing. You know, in my view, that's a good thing.
In addition to the quarterly hogs and pigs report, the United States Department of Agriculture released its stocks and prospective planting report on Thursday. Jim Robb with the Livestock Marketing Information Center said that the crop report will have a significant influence on the livestock trade.
The key to profitability is these corn prices, because we already have producers, as indicated in this report and really the past report, showing signs of expansion already, modest and measured, but they are already in that mode. So I think that's really the corn market driver at this point. And the key to profitability, as we get especially into the summer months and into the fourth quarter, is the corn price. And that'll be and that's really the uncertainty is more on the profitability side now. Then it's pretty clear we're going to get more hogs and more pork output ahead.
Domestic and global demand will also have a major impact on the hog trade in the months ahead. For more information, go to www.pork.org. Right now, we'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It turned out to be a fairly good week for the hog market. Hog prices are basically $2, instances $3 higher than the week before. For hogs delivered to the plants on a carcass weight basis, basically $71 to $72 per hundredweight. Terminal market prices on a live weight basis in the low 50s. Pork cutout value, however, down a dollar this week at close to $77 late in the week. Packer margins tightened up from a rather wide level the week before. Hog futures up $1 to $2 on the nearby contracts. That's encouraging also. Iowa State University released their profit calculations for the month of February, saying the average hog was sold at a loss of $31.19. That was the seventh consecutive monthly loss, and March will be the eighth. Hog prices are probably going to add close to $10 onto that per head loss due to lower prices this month. And average weights, bears and gilts in Iowa, Minnesota plants last week, 275.7 pounds. That's down 9/10 of a pound from a year ago, and not surprising to be down given the losses that hog producers are facing.
That was University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain. Coming up tomorrow at the Triangle H Farm near Edwardsville, a Mustang Madness event will be held featuring wild Mustangs that have been trained by their adoptive owners. The horses will be put through various events. On the farm show last Saturday, we talked to Kathy Lewis of the Triangle H Farm, and she explains.
That will be held at Triangle H Farms in Edwardsville, Illinois. It's on Moreland Street. It'll be running from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on March 30th, which is a Saturday. We will have access to the indoor arena, the outdoor arena, and all of the obstacles.
Will you have, like, contests for your Mustangs?
Yes, we were going to do a few obstacle contests and stuff.
You mean like barrel racing, that sort of thing?
No real barrel racing or anything. They've just got obstacles set up with like a teeter-totter farm and steps and going through certain things.
How long does it take one of those Mustangs to be able to perform some of those tricks?
Oh, usually within 6 months you can have them doing stuff like that.
Do you have, like, a number or something that folks can call if they're interested in adopting a wild Mustang?
Yes, we do. Our phone number here is 618-616-8875, and we've also got a Facebook page. It is Legendary Mustang Sanctuary. We do not have a website at this time because all funds raised go to help support the Mustangs we bring in, and our workforce is 100% volunteer.
And that was Kathy Lewis of the Triangle H Farm at Edwardsville. Coming up Saturday, April 6th, the University of Illinois Extension is offering a number of workshops titled Putting Small Acres to Work. A number of guest speakers will have presentations on many topics. Andrew Holsinger of the Extension Office in Hillsboro explains.
program that gives people ideas and suggestions on things that they could put to practice on their small acreage. So we have a variety of topics to choose from. We have beginning beekeeping with Cloyd Hunt. He's the owner of Cloyd's Apples and Honey, and he's an avid beekeeper. We have vegetable production with Melvin Repsher. He's owner of Big M Berry Patch in Taylorville. Small acreage rotational grazing with Robert Bellum, a commercial ag educator. Sweet corn with Joe Wishar from J&W Produce Patch in Paina, Illinois. Then in our second track, we'll be having pastured poultry production with Matt Daniels from Bear Creek Farm and Ranch. He uses Cornish rock crosses for their meat chickens. We have heirloom vegetables with Caroline and Don Schertz from Green Acres Farm. They have 5 acres of field and offer a selection of over 400 herbs plus a selection of heirloom vegetables and flowers. We have goats with Travis Stockstill from South 40 Farms, and they raise bear goats. Energy alternatives with Gary Letterly, a U of I extension educator in energy and environmental stewardship. And then on our third track, we have tree fruit production with Jeff Broom from Broom Orchards, managing invasives with myself, with detailing about invasive plant species, Christmas trees with Marvin Hubble. He's the owner of Hubble's Grove Christmas Tree Farm. And strawberries and brambles with Dale Conrady, owner of Backwoods Berry Farm in Hedick, Illinois.
Have you had these seminars and workshops before?
No, we haven't had. I haven't had this particular program, and this program hasn't been offered since the early 90s in our area.
How do you register?
You can register online at our Unit 18 website. It would be web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM.
These workshops will be held at the Lincoln Land Community College facility in Litchfield. For their costs or more information, you can call the Extension office at 532-3941. Later, we'll be giving away $10 worth of pork certificates. For a chance to win, just email your name and mailing address to randy@wsmiradio.com. We'll draw the winners and announce them on Monday, April 1st, on the Afternoon Farm Show. Once again, just email your name and mailing address to randy@wsmiradio.com. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show tomorrow is Leah Summers of Summers Gate Farms. Their farm is located between Vandalia and Mulberry Grove, just off I-70, and it is a hotel for folks traveling with horses. Ms. Summers will describe the facility and what it offers. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning at 6:15 on FM 106, Saturday afternoon at 12:45 on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, May wheat is trading at 687 and three quarter, down 49. July wheat trading at 691, down 45. May corn trading at 695 and a quarter, limit down 40. July corn trading at 676, limit down 40. May beans trading at 1404 and three quarter, down 49. July beans trading at 1385 and a half, down 45 and a half. We'll be back this afternoon about 1245 with the Afternoon Farm Show reporting. I'm Randy Pringy.